What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Because you know, like at camps and stuff like this, you take the ball out, you ain't getting the ball back. Like, you the last one up the court, they already did their thing. So I stopped there, and I just got into a rhythm and started hooping.
The Lakers should sign Trae Young this summer.
They got to kind of start preparing for, like, if LeBron's last year is this year or next year, whenever it is. And I feel like a pick and roll with AD and a guy like Trae Young would be deadly.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
A rested child is a happy child. Sleep Tight Stories is a weekly podcast that brings comfort and joy to families worldwide with calming bedtime stories. The stories are relevant to children and spark wonder without overstimulation, so they can fall asleep and stay asleep. Listen to Sleep Tight Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Or a bedtime routine you'll miss when they're grown? Sleep Tight Stories.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The skills challenge gets the lowest ratings out of everything all weekend.
That's cool.
Does it? That's cool. He
says cool. At the end of the day, the bulk of the people who supposed to be watching ain't watching because we adults. We want to see the dunks. We want to see the 3 points. We want to see the All-Star game.
I ain't watched none of that shit but the All-Star game.
The celebrity game would get more views than the All-Star game, but they won't put me in it.
Jack, All-Star 2024 was a successful one. We came to him from Indy, almost 20 years removed from your malice at the Palace, your time in Indianapolis. Tell us about it. You had a good run.
Man, I had a great time. It was cold as fuck, but to be back in Indy, got a lot of love from the people. We had a great environment for our shows. Got a chance to eat one of my favorite restaurants every day. We was there, Country Kitchen.
Shout out and, Country Kitchen with the K's.
Yeah, man. Oh, man, Country Kitchen with the K, from the catfish to the grits to the chicken to the greens. All that was a fool. And, you know, definitely shout out the Foxhole at Hotel Tango. I mean, they held us down.
Mm-hmm. DraftKings, shout out DraftKings. They definitely did their thing. Coors Light, I think you might have got us a Coors Light deal, Jack. It's hard when we was repping. I was proud of you, too. You was drinking them. The mountains were blue. We definitely did a lot of good things for them. Also, some new potential boys. Bose speakers, they came through and blessed us with some headphones, and hopefully we could do some business with them. And then DoorDash. I was telling the DoorDash people at the DraftKings dinner, like, yo, we use DoorDash a lot, as many kids we got.
Yeah, I feel like they owe me anyway, Matt, all the money I done spent with them.
So we definitely looking forward to teaming up with them. Shout out. Man, Marquise and Cray, they did a great job of helping us secure the location. Yeah, shout out our team.
They were dope.
Christina, Dylan, Jelani, Rich.
Jim, Isaac.
Isaac. You guys know who you are. If we forgot you, we apologize, but we love you. We had a great run with guests, too. We had, what, Antoine Walker, Pat McAfee, Mike Mitch Epps, Mitch Richmond,
Jalen Brunson.
Jalen Brunson, and who was the last
Brad one? Miller.
Brad Miller, B-Rad. So great run, great time in All-Star. Next year it'll be in the Bay. San Francisco, so we're looking forward to that. But, man, shout out to everyone we came across. All right, now we want to welcome in one of the friends of the program, one of the homies. Jack, go ahead and introduce him.
That's my our brother, man, somebody who, you know, we rock with, man. He got so many names, and I was proud to say that he's the only athlete in their family because damn sure ain't Wallow. My brother, Damian Gillard, Shea Gillard, Chris Alexander.
What else they call you, Gil?
Sam Gill Sell.
Okay.
When I'm really on, they call me Mike Gill Jordan. Just when I'm really on.
Oh, that's when you really cook it? Mike Gill Jordan.
I got a lot of names, man. Chauncey Gillips, you know. I got a, you know, so many names. Manu Ginobili. Yeah. You know, sometimes I just want to go all left hand on them, you know.
I like that one. I like that one. Manu Ginobili. I like that one. Ginobili.
But we know Stack was better than him, so.
Oh, here you go, coming and gassing them off the rip, huh?
Yeah.
All-Star 2024.
How you guys doing, man?
No, man, we appreciate you coming through. We good, man. We just got back. I know you were out there, Indy, All-Star 2024. Did you guys shoot any shows? You guys was out there chilling. What'd you guys do out there?
We were just out there just enjoying the environment, man.
Mm-hmm. You fellowshipping. Know
what
I mean?
Yeah.
I enjoyed the All-Star game this year. I didn't enjoy the dunk contest, though. And one of the reasons why I didn't enjoy the dunk contest because the people they got judging the dunk contest is too old. What is
they was giving them some weak ass scores. They was giving them way too many points for what we were seeing out there. I ain't even on no hating shit. Like, the scores were unbelievable.
Bro, the kid, Mac McClung, jumped over a kid's head, snatched the ball out of his hand, let the ball go, grabbed the ball again, and dunked it backwards. They gave this kid like a 46.
Yeah, that was crazy. Who was it? It was Mitch went right from us to out there. It was Mitch Richmond. Who else is out there?
Damn, man, they need to update the judges.
You got to update the judges. Hey, Stephen A. Smith brought up an interesting point that I never really looked at. I mean, I feel like the last real good one was Eric Gordon and Zach LaVine. I think in Chicago it was, or maybe the year after that. But Stephen A. Smith made a point, and obviously he went all the way in. He blamed LeBron James for the dunk contest going the way it went. And I don't necessarily blame him, but I understand what he was saying from a standpoint of all the great high flyers before him did that. You know what I mean? Dr. J did it. MJ, Dominique Wilkins did it. Kobe did it. Vince, T-Mac. All these other guys came and did it, and LeBron kind of, you know, said no. And that's totally his – you know, if that's what he wants to do, that's what he wants to do. But I guarantee if LeBron went out there and won two or three of them bitches, the next round of superstars would have been like, shit, Bron did it, Kobe did it, MJ did it, Neek did it. I'm going to go try and do it. So it was an interesting point that Stephen A. Smith brought up. And again, I don't personally blame him because, I mean, he just do whatever the fuck he wants to do. But it made sense from a standpoint of, I mean, guys are influenced. And Bron obviously has a lot of influence on the game. So if LeBron is out there and he won two or three battles and he went up against someone else that was super dope in our era and won some dunk, I think it would have continued to raise the bar with the dunk contest. What are y'all thoughts on that?
I think that a lot of times they just try to use Bron as the scapegoat. You know what I mean? Oh, it's LeBron James. It's LeBron. You know, and everything is wishy-washy with TV. You know what I mean? You know, it's always, he's the greatest player, but what the fuck you mean, but what are you talking about? Why is it always a but? That man chose to say, you know what? I don't want to. It's how many motherfuckers in the NBA jump out the building? It's a shitload of them. Why the fuck the dunk contest got to be on me?
No, but do you see where, like I said, I don't blame him for it. Like I said, Stephen A. went in, and that's kind of his way.
But that's equivalent, Gil, what you were saying.
But that's what I'm saying. So you mentioned Steph does the three-point contest. He's the greatest, You know what I mean? Shoot. So do you see where he's coming from a standpoint of, if, again, not blaming him, he could do what the fuck he wants, but if he would have did it back in his earlier days, that the guys behind him would have continued, the next round of young superstars would have continued to do it. Do you not feel that?
You know, all the contests is a personal thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want to win a 3-point contest. I want to win a dunk contest. I feel when LeBron came in, that wasn't a goal of his. A goal of his wasn't to win a dunk contest. You got to understand, too, Mike and them had to prove themselves. You feel me? Mike had to make a name. Nobody didn't think Michael Jordan was going to be Michael fucking Jordan.
I think his coach in North Carolina felt like that.
We felt like when Shaq was in college, you knew Shaq was going to be Shaq.
No question.
That's what I'm saying. You knew Michael Jordan had a chance to be good, had a chance, but you didn't know he was going to be the greatest ever coming out of North Carolina.
Right.
So when
Mike
got there, he had something to prove. LeBron James was on fucking Sports Illustrated in the fucking 10th grade or something. So the dunk contest wasn't nothing. He just had to come and ball out. Man, I just got to go ball out, make sure I'm putting these stats up, I'm putting these numbers up, my team is winning. That was what was most important to LeBron, it seemed like to me. Mike was like, I got to get a dunk contest. I'm competing against fucking Magic. I'm competing against Bird. They bigger than me. They got bigger. LeBron James basically came in the NBA, and he was already right there. He just had to perform.
I think for LeBron, I think he thought about it sometimes. I just think, like, you got to think, for, like, LeBron damn the whole career, he playing 82-plus damn near to the finals. You know, every year I think he used that, you know, so not only is he already playing an All-Star game every weekend, but I think he using that as somewhat of a break, you know what I'm saying? Because that'd be more on him to have to prepare for that. And also, you know, I understand what Stephen A. Smith is saying, because if, like Matt said, if Bron did, of course some other guys would want to do it, but he's saying it as being the face and the star of the league. And Bron has been that face of the league and that star of the league for so long. It would have been great for him to just try to do it one time. But like you said, that might not have been the goal of his. It might just been to continue to his longevity status, continue to be the one of the best ever, continue to be the best scorer we've ever seen, and all those type of things been his goal. But you can't lie, man. It would have been great to see him do it at least one time.
Anything LeBron would have did in the league would have been great. If LeBron James jumped in a 3-point contest, motherfuckers is tuning in to watch. We don't think he's going to win, but we tuning in to watch because he's the best player in the league.
I mean, I get all the accolades and long-term plan, and we've been super blessed to see him. But, man, I don't want to hear all that shit. I would have loved to see LeBron get in that motherfucker one or two times, because you've seen him in the layup lines. Like, you've seen him, like, turn it out. You've seen him shit. You've seen him in his kids' AAU lines freaking it. You know what I mean? So
you've seen him do some shit in games.
Yeah, man. I'm just saying, from a fan's perspective, again, I'm not placing no blame. Do whatever the fuck you want. I get it, and I understand what everything you guys are saying. But I would have loved to see LeBron get in a dunk contest and motherfucking put his head at the top of the square. Like, this dude is just different. The All-Star game, Gilly, you said you liked it. I didn't get to see a lot of it, but I've been seeing a lot of people disgusted by the All-Star game. Just the lack of competitiveness, the open door. And I was never an All-Star, so I'm not talking about what the vibe and the mindset should be. But our guys at Forgotten Season, shout out Dylan and Jelani, they posted something about arguably the greatest All-Star game 2001 when AI and Steph Marbury brought him back against the Western Conference. And it was just competitive, Jack. You know what I mean? It wasn't playoff game 7 type energy, but it was just a pride thing, and we're going to go out there hard and lock down, and we have the greatest pickup game ever assembled right here during this All-Star weekend. Let's go out and compete and really push each other. You know what I mean? So what are your guys' thoughts on just the lack of effort on the defensive end, and just kind of it's just a brother-in-law defense? You score, I score. Ain't no really competitiveness in the game. What are your guys' thoughts on that? Do you think it waters it down and fucks it up?
I was at that All-Star game in 2001. That was my rookie year, and I made the rookie All-Star game. And, man, Steph was so happy for me, and I was happy for him to make it that year. But I knew his mindset. You know what I'm saying? I knew his mindset, and I was with him and Chuck that whole weekend. I knew their mindset in that game. It was never talked about going and just having fun. They was talking about busting the West ass for days. But it just so happened to come down to a point where they had to come back and really turn it up and play for real against, shit, some of the best players we've ever seen on the West. The West was stacked at that time.
Loaded.
At one point that game, They had KG at the three, Tim Duncan at the four, and Shaq at the five at one point, dog. So that's crazy. So and AI and Steph brought them back, but that it was the most entertaining All-Star game for one reason. The competitiveness. That's the only reason.
They showed a lot of real quick for Gil before you go of Kobe's interview with the Knuckleheads, an old he had, and talking about, you know, they play harder at UCLA, and these guys, it's just frustrating because it could be amazing. There's been times throughout the years, what, you know, even in the last few years, where they've kind of changed it and made it more competitive per quarter, and guys have competed, but. Gil, I'm gonna get your thoughts, but then after we get your thoughts, I want to what do you guys feel like can take it back there? Is it players? Is it more incentives? Is it giving the conference that wins it home court advantage in the finals? But Gil, let me get your first thoughts overall on the game.
The All-Star game has always been kind of the same. You know, I think that, you know, people come out, they entertain the first, you know, 2.5 quarters. To start getting around, you know, the fourth quarter, close to the end of the third, and then they start playing for real. But then, you know, you got some All-Star games that's not going to go like that, because by the time they get to the fourth quarter, that shit be a blowout. You feel what I'm saying? You got to understand, them dudes wasn't fucking missing. You had Haliburton hit 5 threes in the first quarter. The next quarter, Dame hit 5. So these dudes, and it's not like they shoot. These dudes were shooting from fucking 30 feet away. That shit was super entertaining to me to see dudes shooting from half court, knocking that shit down. With like, God damn.
That's layups to professionals. If the defense is the what play properly, they're not shooting them shots.
Stack, we look at it different. You know what I mean? Because we played it. I love to hear where Gilly is coming from, because again, he's coming from obviously we're fans now, but he's coming from just a purely basketball fan standpoint.
I'm coming from that 8-year-old, that 10-year-old, that 12-year-old kid that seen Damian Lillard stop at half court and shoot that.
Crazy.
That was crazy. Unbelievable to him. That was better than any fucking dunk any of them motherfuckers could have did. That kid is like, holy shit. Then he came down again and hit another one. That kid crazy. Is in his backyard right now shooting from his fucking neighbor's fucking backyard.
I was watching that shit this morning because I missed most of it because I was flying back home. Ashton was next to me, Jack, my little 5-year-old, and he was watching this. So we played one-on-one a little bit ago. And he's like, Dad, I'm going to get some shots from half court real quick. 5 years old. You know what I mean? So just that imprint, how fast they pick it up and how amazing. But like Ashton made me rewind that shit consistently. You know, you're right. You're right. It's different. But this goes back to the Steph shit. You know what I mean? Like I said, I used to coach when I first finished. Boys are 7 or 8, and they don't even touch the paint to get worn no more. No form shoot or nothing. These motherfuckers are just launching that bitch, and that's just kind of the change of the game. But to Gil's point, when you come from a pure fan's perspective, he said 8, 9, 10. My son is 5 and watched that shit like 10 times, and we played one-on-one this morning. He's like, Dad, I'm going to shoot from half court. Like, it's really purely entertaining.
You know, okay, you could jump high, you could dunk, okay. Now these dudes is shooting from so far away. That shit is amazing. And then you got to understand the three-point contest has kind of taken over the dunk contest.
Because of the fact that Stephen A. is saying the stars ain't coming out for it.
It's not necessarily that, too. It's the game is transitioning. The game is going. The game has been about dunks. It's been about that shit for so long. Now the game is about stopping and pulling up from 40 feet and turning around while the ball in the air. Yeah! I know I hit that shit.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. Crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
When your child fights sleep, it can feel like a battle you'll never win. Imagine a bedtime routine you all look forward to, where you cuddle in and let the stress of the day melt away. Welcome to Sleep Tight Stories, a calming weekly podcast that brings bedtime stories, cuddles, and comfort to families worldwide. The stories are quirky, relatable, and spark wonder without overstimulation, so listeners can fall asleep and stay asleep. Each episode is narrated by me, Cheryl McLeod, a second grade teacher, and written by my husband, Clark, an eternal second grader at heart. Tune in tonight and bond over a story before drifting off to sleep. Make bedtime the sweetest part of your day. Sleep Tight Stories. Listen to Sleep Tight Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Parents, ready to discover a new educational and interactive podcast for kids? Join Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids, where episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We learned how to recycle at the beach.
That was great fun. Callie, what do you say?
It was! And that time when we did the science experiment and Billy made raisins dance.
That is so cool, Billy.
He did. Not to mention when a certain Elliot took up swimming classes with Lisa.
That was me.
Bet you can't catch me.
I'm going to get you.
All this fun and more in our Stories for Kids. Lingo Kids Stories for Kids is now available on Storybutton, the kid-friendly device for screenless podcast listening. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's totally different if you got a guy like Ja Morant winning a dunk contest. And this ain't nothing against Matt McClung, because I coach Matt McClung. He's a solid kid. He been preparing for these days for a long time to win these dunk contests. Yeah, since he's with kids, so he deserve all of it. But it would be a different look if they was raising that job, that trophy with Ja Morant than McClung. That's just the truth.
I mean, Gilly, you like it, the entertainment side. A lot of people aren't on your side when it comes to that. They just feel like there's just no more competitiveness in the game. So what are some ways you guys feel like if they were going to do it, they can change it? Is it, again, offering more money per the winning team? Is it home court advantage in the finals? Is it the OG setting the tone again? And when we talk about this, Gil, it's not necessarily, again, blaming them, but I'm thinking there are some OGs that, like, if you see Steph out there busting his ass, KD out there busting his ass, Braun out there busting his ass, and I'm not saying they haven't, but that kind of has to be like, well, shit, if they're going to do it, I got to do it. Because I heard Anthony Edwards when they interviewed him after the game, you know, this is kind of a break right now. No one's really trying to compete. And that's just kind of the mindset that's been, you know, that's the product that's been put in front of them. But if Anthony Edwards came into this where the games were super competitive all the time, Anthony Edwards would come out there and be super competitive.
But we also got to remember, this is All-Star Weekend. This is entertainment. This is, we cannot afford for LeBron James to be guarding Anthony Edwards. He go up for a fucking dunk, come down and twist his fucking ankle. Now he out for 3 fucking weeks about an All-Star game where we just supposed to be having fun.
There's been a history of people who've played that hard, and it's getting to, when you're out there, you can't think about that. And if you do think about that and you're not playing hard, that's how that can happen.
That's when,
but sometimes hurt. When you are playing hard, that happens. But what I'm saying,
history, because in the history of the All-Star game, that should be 60 points higher than a regular game.
Even when Magic came back, when he had that little situation, they let him come back. That game was even close with Isaiah when he shot that 3 on Isaiah. They used to play, bro.
That's because the game ain't get too far out of hand. And then when it gets to the fourth quarter, it's like, okay, we down 6, y'all. Let's win this shit.
No, I get it, but that's the same shit we talked about the 2001 game. Then down 20+. You know what I mean? But like I said, if you compete throughout the game and turn it on in the fourth, it's a different story because those teams are balanced. And you look at the West coming out, that you would think all the older OGs, like they were going to blow them out. And that just wasn't the case. These young boys went out there and went crazy. So I think the last 10 years has kind of been whatever. But before that, Gil, early 2000s and before to the mid 2000s and then 80s through the 90s, bro, that shit was competitive. Them dudes played hard.
We always talk about how the MVP is a regular season award, right? We always talk about that, you know what I'm saying? And I think that'll give more incentive for MVP if they change just the regular season best team and the regular season best player. They get home court in the first 3 rounds. But the finals goes to whatever conference won the All-Star game. I think they'll turn it up then.
Let's be for real. The All-Star game will be the All-Star game. The only thing that's going to make them niggas play hard is some more fucking money. A motherfucker feel like, man, we make it to the finals, we can beat them niggas a game at home.
Hell nah. No, that shit matter, Gil.
Nah. Now you talking like a fan. That shit definitely matters in the finals.
That shit matter, Gil.
Man, this matter. That make y'all play hard, man. The extra.
The team
that win. Everybody getting at 150. You niggas out there balling. Especially the young boys.
Hey, but just think it out. You got a team with KD, Braun. Kawhi. You got Minnesota, Edwards, and you got Jokic. You got all of them have a great chance of winning the finals, bro.
You know what you
– home court advantage? That's everything.
Hey, but you just named some old niggas. Man, you need them young legs to get to them loose basketballs, bro. You need them young legs to get all the fucking rebounds. You need every time they miss the three, who got the rebound? Them young niggas. You know why? Because they got the brand new fucking tires on them cars.
Scotty Barnes.
All these niggas you name, they 4 more years away from hip replacement, water on their knees.
Jokic, Luka. Edwards, they all babies.
First of all, Luka don't take none of that shit serious. Luka out here slower than me, and I'm 47, man.
Hey, they said Luka's got like, what was it? It was like 50-something points in like his 5 All-Star appearances or third high 30s.
Luka don't
and
he's give a like fuck. Luka's like,
they don't, at all.
I don't even want to be here. I want to be home. Like,
Hey, Luka shot a full court 2-for-1.
I know. Luka threw that shit off the glass. They didn't jump for it.
That shit was funny. Thoughts on Steph and Sabrina.
Shit, man.
Thoughts on Steph and Sabrina. Sabrina shit, she hit that 26. That could have put her in the finals of the men's competition. Steph came through and hit that 29. I liked it, to be honest with you. I thought it was competitive. It could have went either way. She's a hell of a shooter. Obviously, we know what Steph is, but what are your guys' thoughts on that competition?
I loved it, bro. She a shooter. I mean, shooters respect shooters. I don't care if she a woman. She can shoot. She, you know, it's been many times that I've been went to LA Fitness and to pick up like little gyms like that, and it was girls that was in there better than some of the dudes on the sideline. So if she can shoot, let her shoot. And I think one day a lot of them guys that scared that's in a 3-point contest, they're gonna do a co-ed one, and they're gonna feel bad when they get dusted.
Hell yeah. Hey, a co-ed 3-point contest would be dope. Hell yeah. I feel like the 3-point contest is the strongest thing left in the All-Star game. The skills challenge used to be dope, but now they're doing pairs of threes and doing all kinds of weird shit. So really the only solid thing, it used to be the dunk contest. It's they used to be some of the all-star game, but now the only solid thing to stand on is that three-point shooting, because that's, to Gil's point earlier, that's what the game is now.
Sometimes you get a little age on you and you start acting like an old nigga. This shit is for the kids. The kids let us see the athletes running around, throwing that shit through the top, throwing that shit through the hoops, competing. They out there having fun. Yo, stop being some old niggas. No, that shit.
We need to hear that shit. You right. Because like I said, we look at it through a different lens. And like I said, I love when you're giving us just that entertainment perspective. I don't always agree with you, but you're absolutely right.
But ask your five-year-old son. The whole time they throwing the ball through the joint, he like this. Who won, Dad? Oh, they won. I thought they won. This is about entertainment, man.
The skills challenge gets the lowest ratings out of everything all weekend.
That's cool.
Does it? That's cool. That's cool.
At the end of the day, the bulk of the people who supposed to be watching ain't watching because we adults. We want to see the dunks. We want to see the 3 points. We want to see the all-star game.
I ain't watched none of that shit but the All-Star game.
The celebrity game would get more views than the All-Star game, but they won't put me in.
And they had that shit with Chris Brown, too. It's funny you said that. It wasn't, and I say this with all due respect, there wasn't a ton of big-name celebrities in that and people that were really out there hooping. Micah Parsons did what he wanted out there, and that receiver from the Rams was a monster, too. But I guess the NBA invited Chris Brown and then drew back the invitation, talking about some of the sponsors, woo-woo-woo, Ruffles. Then Ruffles came out and said they didn't have nothing to do with it.
Matt, I don't even talk about this shit, but our assistant was talking to the people from the league.
Mm-hmm.
I was told that I was playing in the game and I was going to be mic'd up.
This year?
Yes.
Or last year?
This year.
What happened? Too many black and miles?
The motherfucking list came out of the players. I wasn't on there.
You didn't make the cut? You didn't make the team? Damn, your tryout must have been weak.
Hey, I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you why, Gilly. I know why.
Hmm.
Because you was MVP of the Big 3 Celebrity All-Star Game.
Damn, that's crazy, man.
Oh, it's a politician so like that.
So you mean to tell me because I was big, I was MVP 2 years in a row of the African American League.
Basically.
So you telling me that
I hope that ain't the case.
So you telling me that the MVP of the Negro League can't get no
I'm trying to tell you.
I hope that ain't the case, man. Man,
so you saying I'm Blackie Robinson.
You saying he been blackballed? That's crazy. Nah, I'd be dope. I mean, there's a lot of rappers out there that could hoop. I'm not trying to say a lot. There's a handful of real rappers out there that could hoop.
Man, none of the OGs can definitely hoop like me, man.
I'm not saying none. I say you're one of the OGs that could hoop. Yeah, you're one of the OGs that could hoop.
People in the country want to play me in basketball. I'm somebody's grandfather.
Right.
I got three boys that call me.
I don't want to hear all these excuses now.
No, ain't no excuses.
Let's line it up. Let's get like the
you
cage
sure
battle.
You called Jamal out.
What I'm saying is.
Oh, yeah. That was a horrible decision.
I don't even know why they got Kyrie to play Uncle Drew. When I'm the real Uncle Drew in real life. Y'all wouldn't have had to use no makeup, no costumes, or nothing. I'm real Uncle Drew.
Hey, what were you thinking when you called Jamal Crawford out?
Nothing.
I mean, how many were you off that day?
He wasn't thinking.
First of all, let me just say this. Cam brought it up, right? One-on-one. And then, see, this is what they not telling y'all. They said Jamal Crawford could only take 2 dribbles.
He'll still cook you.
I will fucking fry Jamal.
Oh, you're crazy as a motherfucker.
I will fry Jamal
will cook you with 2. Jamal will cook you with 2. I promise you.
Come on, Gil. Come on,
cut it out, Gil.
If he could only take 2 dribbles and I could do what I want.
Hey, that's how in practice motherfuckers play.
Jamal Crawford.
And practice.
How you gonna try to make stipulations on dribbles?
I ain't even tripping off that. I ain't even tripping. But Jack, you know you play one, two, or three dribbles in practice.
Okay,
you know
three,
what I mean?
Three. Okay,
three. Three dribbles, two dribbles, but two. He'll cook you still.
Man, Jamal got this. Jamal can shake the shit out of you in three dribbles,
bro.
Shit me.
Bro, I'm right here. One of his dribbles going to be to the right or to the left.
He gonna jab step you. He gonna do all kinds. He gonna jab step
you. You gotta go back and watch some footage of Jamal Crawford.
Yeah, I'm talking about when he had unlimited dribbles. He only got two dribbles.
I'm just talking about just period. I'm still betting the whole house on Jamal.
No man or
you
player.
You lucky I don't have Showtime number.
Yeah, he probably flying home right now. I'm betting the whole house on Jamal. I like your game though, Gil. You definitely got game, but I'm betting the whole house on Jamal.
No man on planet Earth is beating me with two dribbles, bro.
Gil. I'm betting with you against all these entertainers, but Jamal Crawford or anybody that's played that long in the NBA, we can beat you in two, three dribbles, dog.
No, you just stop saying three dribbles. I said two dribbles.
Two dribbles.
Dos. That's it. No threes.
Yeah, what you weigh, 160? People are bumping you off the line. You might
not
get that shit
away
with rappers.
He's not. Soon as I check the ball up, I'm right here. No rap. His first dribble is going to be to the right or to the left.
Let me see your defensive stance.
I'm like old Duke when they used to slap on the floor, man.
That jumper's going right above your right ear or your left ear.
I'm not just the glove. I'm the isotoner.
Oh, shit.
Jamal might dribble it behind you with his two dribbles, then catch it and shoot it. He might do that.
I just talked to Maul, right? He talked about, I'm going to go to Seattle first. He talk about, man, in order to play me, you got to beat my son. So I'm just going to dog wash his boy.
No, you ain't.
You crazy.
You not finna dog wash his son, dog. You must ain't seen his list. You must ain't seen
man,
his son.
Listen, you talk about somebody that's 13 years old?
Hey, Gil, he got that same shifty shit his daddy got.
No, I think an old man could beat a 13-year-old, even if he's not. JJ's nice, though.
Niggas got that shit.
I know, bro. I'm with him every day. But I'll give him that.
Gil, stop acting like you're not our age, bro.
He's going to man-strength him.
I can't even believe you playing with me, Stack.
No, I think you could beat JJ. He's only 12 or 13. I hope you could beat JJ. But once these kids start getting 15 and 16, that's a different story.
It's some kids from 13 to 16 that's about 6'7", 6'8", that you can't beat. I'm just being honest. I know you nice, but they got some kids in high school, dog. I'm telling you, dog.
The same one that's going to be taking the ball underneath their ass when they dunk when they get older. They're 13 to 15.
I would never play with you like this, Stack.
Hey, Gil.
I would not play with Stack like this. A 15-year-old Stack.
I guarantee you, Gil, a 13-year-old that can beat you.
In my pinky toe, Stack.
No, knowledge is one thing. You have that. You do have that. But these kids are fast. They're young, and you acting like you're not our age, Gil. Gil, you're our age.
I'm 47.
Oh, he ain't 2 years older than you. Older?
I'm trying to tell him.
We all around the same age. But guess what, Stack? Your fucking knees and Matt knees got 462,000. 832 fucking miles on them.
So your shits are still fresh is what you're saying. You rub warm goat milk on your knees every night.
I'm running on run flats.
Right.
The nigga say he massaged warm goat milk in his kneecaps every night.
Just think about this. You niggas done got 7,000 treatments. In a locker room.
All right, we can talk about this shit all day, but yeah, we definitely want to get a camera on that game. We definitely want to check that out because two dribble Jamal is gonna bust your ass. But let's move on.
I'm a cook, little JJ, man.
I'll give you that. But he gonna get a couple points on you, that's for sure. He gonna get some points on you though.
No,
Philly sports.
JJ, man.
All right, this nigga's
like,
12.
Stop
all right,
that, man.
I hope so.
Man, dog, 13
I hope so. I hope you don't have to hurt him to beat him.
Oh my God. See, y'all disrespecting.
This nigga Gil, I'm sick.
Hey, he started to sweat. Hey, Philly sports. Let's move on to Philly. Hey, Philly sports is official. It's been official in the past, but it's been
back
down for a while. But across the board, I mean, the Eagles, the Phillies, the Sixers, everybody's eating out there. What's the energy like out there when the whole ecosystem is ecoing?
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful, Jack.
Come first of all, summertime. You know we just got Buddy Hield, right?
I heard.
Mm-hmm.
You like that move?
Ass 3-point shooting around Joel Embiid. Oh, then we got the little point guard, left handed kid,
Cameron Payne. Yeah,
I like him a lot. He a dog too.
Yeah. So now you know. Now we put them dudes, Kelly Oubre, Tobias Harris, Nicholas Batum. We got length.
Maxi. Forgot about Maxi. First time All Star.
Oh, you. We already know what nephew do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He tough. My question is Embiid coming back though? Yeah. Meniscus. They say reevaluated in 4 weeks. It'll probably be closer to 8 weeks. So that puts you maybe the end of March.
We just
April. Only 30 games left.
Let me just tell you something, man. We too big, motherfucker. Go ahead and get yourself together, man. Get ready for these playoffs, man. We ain't worried about that.
Okay.
Come back with 10 games left. Get your rhythm back, and we ready.
Give me your top five players in the league right now. Or who's playing the best? Maybe, and then let's go to the other side. I don't want to have to – who's your MVP?
Joel Embiid, without a doubt, is the best player in the league.
Oh, okay.
It's not even close.
I ain't mad at that.
He's a center playing in a guards league, and he averaged 36 points a game.
Mm-hmm.
That boy tough.
Shea Gilgeous-Alexander.
Killer.
That's my MVP right
MVP
now.
MVP, without a doubt, is not even close. Unbelievable. What's that, two? I would have to go Jokic.
Mm-hmm.
That's three. I would have to go Jason Tatum.
Mm-hmm. I like Jason Tatum a lot.
And five would have to be.
You're forgetting one young killer.
I probably still got to go Giannis.
Mm.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with that. Mm. I like Anthony Edwards is my one of my favorite players in the league right now.
Anthony Edwards is. I would probably put Anthony Edwards six right now.
Mm-hmm.
And those mm-hmm. five yeah. wasn't in no order except for Joel.
Yeah, those are just your top five
player in the league. Anytime you a big man in the guards league and you're averaging 36 points,
yeah, that's crazy.
Rebounds and six assists,
it's and tough.
A block and a half. Come on, man.
Yeah, he tough.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, love he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to exactly. guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, exactly. he's going to guard. And then on
I'm
top of
that. I'm like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. Crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Parents, ready to discover a new educational and interactive podcast for kids? join Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids, where episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We learned how to recycle at the beach.
That was great fun. Callie, what do you say?
It was. And that time when we did the science experiment and Billy made Raisin's dance.
That is so cool, Billy.
He did. Not to mention when a certain Elliot took up swimming classes with Lisa.
That was me.
Bet you can't catch me.
I'm going to get you.
All this fun and more in our Stories for Kids. Lingo Kids Stories for Kids is now available on Storybutton, the kid-friendly device for screenless podcast listening. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. It is 2024, and we're going to get through this together, folks. My campaign promise to all of you here on Next Question, it's going to be a good time the whole time, we hope. I have some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring Kris Jenner, who's got some words of wisdom for me on being a good grandmother, or in her case, a good lovey.
You know, you start thinking of what you want your grandmother name to be. Like, are they going to call me grandma like I called my grandmother? So I got to choose my name, which is now Lovey.
I'll also be joined by Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, to name a few. So come on in and take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood.
I loved it. Your energy and joy.
I'm squeezing every minute I can for you out of this season of Next Question.
Last question, I promise. You have to go. I have to go. But it's been so fun.
And I can't wait for you to hear it. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who you got coming out the West? Who are your top two teams? Give me your final four. If Embiid is healthy, give me your final four. Two on the West, two on the East.
I think the final four is the Sixers and the Celtics in the East. And I think the final four in the West will be, for some reason, I want to say OKC and Denver.
Damn. Jack, what's your final four?
I got Denver and the Clippers. I got Milwaukee and Boston.
Who you got in the finals?
I'm going Boston, Clippers. I'm going Clippers winning it all.
Who you got in the finals, Gil?
I think OKC and the Sixers.
Ooh.
Nice.
You going to give us the hometown Sixers win it all?
I think Oklahoma City just, they know their roles, man.
They do.
And that's important to being great. Knowing who your first best player is. Knowing who your second best player is. Knowing who your best defensive player is. Know who your best hustle player is. Your third best player. Like, they got a pecking order. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Steph.
Yeah, and you're right. You know, but what's going to be interesting to see with them, Gil, is because they've been having a great year all year, is when you get to the playoffs.
Different.
The
that's adjustments what I was going to ask.
And shit they take away. Like, Shy, a lot of that shit he got, they taking all that shit away, and they're going to make somebody else beat him. So if they can make them type adjustments during the course of a game in the playoffs, yeah, they got a great chance of winning.
That's what I was going to ask. Are they too young? I mean, experience is huge. No young teams ever really make no runs. You know what I mean? That's not to say it can't. Golden State was a younger team when they started making their run. And I'm not saying OKC can't be that team, but it's just a whole nother monster in the playoffs.
It is. And one person that you just can't count out in the playoffs is, like, for some reason when they get to the playoffs, it's like this motherfucker becomes so efficient, like Kawhi Leonard.
Man.
And he's been playing too.
That motherfucker's like a machine when he gets to the playoffs, man.
Mm-hmm.
Real, man. Absolutely. like, you know, watching him over a seven series game when he played for Toronto against the Sixers, it's like, all right, he gonna have a bad game. All right, all right, this motherfucker had four good games in a row. All right, he do for one. God damn. All right, this game seven, man. This nigga can't have all good games. God damn, he hit the game winner.
On top of having a good game. No, Kawhi is different, bro.
Then you watching the finals, and you like, man, that man just played seven fucking good games against us, man. Ain't no way he got it. Man, nigga, I iced the shit out them niggas, man.
Remember, he guarded Giannis the next round, too. Remember, towards the end of the series, he was having luck the first time, and they put Giannis on him at the end. Yeah, I mean, my two are, I feel like I'm taking the Clippers out the West, Boston out the East, and I feel like the Clippers can stay healthy. I feel like they can win it all for everything you just said on top of Paul George. I love T-Lou's mind. They got a deep-ass team. They got a lot of guys that have been there but still young enough to kind of really make happen things happen. I feel like health, and then you got James Harden who's bought in. 20-10, can go off for 40 at any given time, but has really bought into his role. Russ has bought into his role. You spoke about roles, and that's huge. That's a great point.
This their opportunity, Matt. This man, all their opportunity. Russ, their windows Paul, closing. James.
Their windows closing. Yeah.
You know what's scary about another... the Clippers? They got three players on their team that's not known for operating in the playoffs.
Who?
James Harden.
I don't know about that. He just ain't won the big one yet, but go ahead.
But what I'm saying is the knock that he get is when it's the big game.
Mm-hmm.
He don't win them. He done put up some crazy numbers.
George.
Paul George. That's not true because Paul George took these boys to the Western Finals not too long. That playoff P, the shit in OKC.
Indiana too. Yeah.
But so, yeah, now in the Clippers, he's been killing. You got to look what he's done with the Clippers. No, he's been killing in the playoffs with the Clippers.
Paul George is an unbelievable player. But what I'm saying is, when it becomes that game, how I just said Kawhi Leonard got it done in that game. Paul George haven't gotten it done in those games yet.
So I have a question. If you're going against, if you got Embiid going against the Clippers, and he's the one you know that's going to go, just like Kawhi is the one you know is going to go for the Clippers, I'm taking James and PG over it. With all due respect, any other two on your team, on the Philly team.
It's just Maxi.
Yeah. You know, that I feel like is really going to rock. So to me, that's why, how can it not? How can it not balance out? And that's the thing. Even if you feel like they're not going to rock, you know Kawhi will be the consistent. If you get guys, you got three different guys outside of Kawhi that can give you 30 in a playoff game. And old boy is nice too. UCLA kid, what's his name?
Norman
Powell is a gamer. You know what I mean? So you got enough people that could really do. They got a lot of depth and a lot of scoring, man. So
okay,
it'll be interesting to see.
A lot of depth and a lot of scoring, right? But this be the problem in the playoffs. Are we going to come down and get a ball to Kawhi Leonard six times in a row like we supposed to? No,
they're going to play like they're playing right now.
They're going to keep flowing. And if everyone else ain't going, Kawhi will get the ball. T-Lou will demand it.
When Kawhi Leonard, we know he's known for getting the job done. So now when it's coming down to the wire, is we going to come down every time and run our shit through Kawhi like Toronto did when they won the championship? Or is DuPaul say, man, I ain't touched the ball four times down. I got to get a shot up. Now James say, you know what? It's a fast break. I'm going to pull up. I'm going to take a three. That be the difference between winning and losing.
You know, and you know what? I think, and you made a great point because that's what the problem was when they first got together, Gil. They didn't have no camaraderie, didn't know who's going to do what. I think they're at the point now, you're right, that is a big problem. But I think to this point this season and the way they playing, I think they didn't figure that all out. I think the pecking order is understood, and I think T-Lou has a great grip on controlling James as telling him, you know what I'm saying, to divide the pie evenly. But whoever going, you know what I'm saying, keep spoon feeding them too. You know, it's just kind of a feel. I think they got it, though. But the beginning, Gil, you exactly right. That's all you saw on the court. James didn't know who to get the ball to at the end. You didn't know. Russ didn't know. Like, it was chaos, bro. And that's why people was talking about it wasn't going to work. But it took time to filter out, and T-Lou started to figure these guys out. Now you see all four of the motherfuckers on the court at the same time at the end of games.
Yep. Because they get it. Two teams that you know, in LeBron and Steph – that, you know, ain't no telling what can happen when they come to the playoffs. But between those two teams, if they both make it, what team do you feel like could really play spoiler in the Western Conference?
Oh, we doing hypotheticals again. Neither one of them motherfuckers gonna make it.
No, I think if anybody can make it, I think it's gonna be Golden State.
They're playing better.
Because at the end of the day, one thing you know for sure, you know what you're gonna get from Steph.
And Braun.
You know what you're gonna get from Draymond. He's gonna bring the energy. You know what you're gonna get from Kuminga. He's gonna be athletic. He's gonna be wiry. He's gonna attack. You know that Andrew Wiggins is gonna play great D. He's gonna give you anywhere from 12 to 20 points. Now, the factor is Klay Thompson.
Yeah.
Now, if Klay Thompson say, okay, I'm going to heat y'all asses up. Y'all been disrespecting me all year, acting like I ain't who I am. Okay, watch this. I'm about to go on a historical run on y'all asses.
I hope so, because that's my dog.
It can happen.
We'd love to see it. I wouldn't be mad at it.
Respect bringing that man off the bench.
I think it also lit a fire. And you see the first game he had, 35. So if he keeps that fire, Clay's whole thing to me is mental.
Yeah.
It's all mental. He's real hard on himself. So if he could just be at peace and go out there and hoop, an X factor like Clay is crazy. Caitlin Clark scored a career-high 49 points to break Kelsey Plum last week. She needs 99 points. Oh, wait, she's also the all-time women's leading scorer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, all-time women leading scorer. Needs 99 points. So basically, you know, a little over 24 a game, 25 a game to knock Pistol Pete's Division I record of an all-time leading scorer in NCAA. So my question to you guys is, will she enter the WNBA as one of the best players in the league?
Yep, she going to get in there and she going to kill. And I put money on her and Sabrina against two NBA players shooting. I damn sure will, because they are real pure shooters. But, yeah, congratulations to her. She deserves it, bro. She's definitely going to get into the league and kill. Obviously, it's going to be some adjustments she have to make when she get to the league. But as far as just pure talent and scoring, bro, she the truth.
Gilly?
I don't really think – just me being honest, I think, you know, like he said, it's going to be some adjustments. But I think she going to adjust – immediately, soon as she get there.
Yeah.
She got a certain type of confidence that she play with. You know what I'm saying? Where I know I'm the shit. Like, that confidence,
yeah.
When you...
You can't teach.
You got that confidence. Because, see, most people, most players that go to the NBA, everybody was the shit in college. Like J.J. Redick, for example. In college, he didn't miss. If he was open, you knew it was good. He first got to the league, that motherfucker was missing foul shots, all kinds of shit. Because it was a confidence thing. Then when he finally got with whatever team, where he felt the confidence, he felt comfortable, now he back to J.J. Redick. You feel what I'm saying?
Flame
so
throwing.
A lot of times, he just be confidence with the players.
Absolutely.
Yeah. She's not going to lack no confidence.
Nah, facts. You right about
she
that.
She remind me of like a Caucasian Bubba Chuck. Like, you knew he was lacking no confidence coming to the league.
Niggas
like
Caucasian.
She's not lacking none of that. She pulling up from damn near half court, turn around, walking up to the crowd. She doing all this. She ain't lacking no confidence at all. She going to come right in and cook.
Yeah, no, she going
to
be
let
tough,
her
man.
Cook.
Looking forward to seeing her at the next level, but also finish the season. I mean, it feels like to me, and it's crazy, I feel like women's college basketball is bigger than men's college basketball of late, last couple of years. The competitiveness, the names. And I feel like obviously the men's side has been watered down because there's so many different options for guys to go do now. G League Ignite, you can go over the water, G League. So all the best players aren't going to college on the men's side, but the women's side has been averaging more viewers. Games have been competitive as fuck, and there's real stars on their side, man. So I'm happy for them.
You know what I just told one of my friends, man? He said, we was watching college basketball. He said, yo, you know what's funny, man? I don't know none of these dudes, man. You know I used to know players on team?
Everybody.
He said, I don't know none of these dudes. And I said to him, I said, bro, well, when you think about it, college don't have no Kevin Durant's. It don't have no Carmelo Anthony's. It don't have no Vince Young's. I mean, Vince Carter's. It don't, it like, it don't have none of those type of players where you just be like, the women do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The women got to think so. Like, you know what I'm saying? I find myself looking to see what Iowa women's is playing.
South Carolina,
LSU, Angel Reese and her crew.
Or Angel Reese, like,
yeah.
We know the women right now more than we know the men's basketball.
Facts. It's crazy. Yeah. But you remember, March Madness for the men used to be the most popping time of the year, period.
Right.
When you had all them big names in the tournament. The men's tournament used to be it, but I definitely have to say the women have taken over.
I think the last year where it was really – I was really excited about watching college basketball, Trae Young was playing.
He was tough. He been in the league, what, about 7 years now? 6 years?
Them young boys at Kentucky. You got to watch some young boys at Kentucky. No, DJ and Rob Dillingham.
I'm watching them play Dillingham, and I'm watching all of them play. You know?
Yeah.
But –
I'm just saying across the
board. It ain't like it used to be.
No, it ain't across the board no more.
Not at all.
Like, Melo was going to go to work for Syracuse.
Yeah, you knew that.
Like, you knew he was a pro. Like,
you
know, he's just a man amongst boys. How he get to a shot, how he do it. Like, same thing with Kevin Durant at Texas. He was shooting from everywhere. It was like, God damn. He's 6'11 off the dribble, pulling up, and oh, my God. Like, nobody like that, man. You got to understand, the top 10 players that's going to be drafted this year in this year's draft, I guarantee you 7 of them is going to be from overseas.
No question. Or from overtime elite or some shit like that.
Right.
It won't be from college. Yeah.
It won't be from college.
Yeah. 2024 Basketball Hall of Fame was announced for the NBA. Headliners: Chauncey Billups, Big Shot, Vince Carter, Michael Cooper, Doug Collins, Herb Simon, and Simone Augustus.
Herb Simon is the owner of the Indiana Pacers.
Okay. Congratulations.
Wait, hold on. Michael Cooper used to play with the Lakers?
Mm-hmm. Yep, he's just getting in.
He's just getting nominated. He's not in. I think he's still got to be voted in, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, just getting nominated, but he should be in.
Man, I'm just saying, man. See, this is like the Grammys, man. Like,
how Stephon Marbury not in yet? That's crazy.
Like, what I'm saying is, right, if you're going to put somebody in the Hall of Fame 39 years after their career was over, man.
It's a cold game out there.
Give these dudes they flowers while they deserve it. Don't give them the flowers while they old men.
And they ain't doing that music no more.
You know what I mean? They doing an album. They doing music now just because they love it, not because they worrying about the album sales. I just love it, man. You know, I ain't had nothing else to do. You know, come on, man. Because it's these kids, these young kids out here that's in the space that they was in, and they putting their heart and soul into this shit. They trying to get their mamas out the ghetto, man.
Gilly, recently, Benzino was on Drink Champs going back and forth about the beef he had with Eminem, crying. What are your thoughts on that?
I mean, I just feel like with Benzino, that's my dude. You know what I mean? He never did nothing to me, so we solid. But just pick a side, man. If you going to say fuck a nigga, say fuck him, man. If you're not going to say fuck, you can't say fuck a nigga and then come back and start crying. I ain't got no problem with him. Hey, damn, bro, you just said fuck a nigga. Like, what's going on here? Like pick a side of the fence and be on it, man. If you ain't got no beef with a nigga, man, don't act like it's no beef with no nigga, man. Just be like, yo, I ain't got no beef with him, man. That shit old, man. We done with that shit. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of times, the social media shit that gets you, you know, get you caught up and feeling
something that
you ain't even, you don't even really feel. You know what I'm saying? But you know, he spoke his truth. So congrats to him, man. But you know, just pick a side of the fence and stay there, man. If you gonna fuck with him, you fuck with him. If it ain't no beef, it ain't no beef, man. While people is making a joke out of it because you started off like it was some beef. So, you know, the internet going to do what they do. You got to know that.
The internet is going internet. Jack, what you think?
Right.
First off, when I heard
that it was a rap battle between Benzino and Eminem. I damn near fell out of my seat laughing. Like, I would never pay attention to this. Eminem gonna win this without me listening to it. Mm-hmm. And so I never really paid attention to it. And you know, now we talking about he on Drink Champs crying about the beef and all that. I'm glad I didn't pay attention to it. And that's my take on it.
Period. Before we get out of here, fellas, sending prayers out to Nate Robinson, who's waiting for a new kidney. That's our brother. Oh, we love you, bro. Hoping you get what you're looking for. And then also Big Scott Pollard got a heart transplant and is doing better, man. Yeah, so definitely want to send.
Shout out to my brother, Nate Robinson, man. I did not know that, man.
Yeah. Definitely want to send some love to both them guys. You know absolutely.
And I just want to say, this episode was brought to you by DraftKings.
You in the family now, right?
Welcome to the family, Gil.
One betting app that you could be a part of. Why would you want to download anybody else when you could download DraftKings?
Download the DraftKings app. Yeah. Use the promo code SMOKE. What you guys' promo code?
Gilly.
Period.
Use promo code SMOKE or promo code GIL.
Absolutely. DraftKings, baby.
GIL, we appreciate your time with us today, bro. Best of luck. We got to do some more shit together, though.
Absolutely. You already know, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Catch us on DraftKings Network, All the Smoke Productions, YouTube. We'll see y'all next week.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.